CBS News poll, 70% of Americans say Donald Trump is keeping campaign promises. By Wendell Hasebo on February 10, 2025. 70% believe President Donald Trump is making good on his campaign promises. A Sunday CBS News poll found, underscoring the establishment media's tizzy. Trump campaigned on restoring the economy, ending the weaponization of justice, securing the southern border, deporting illegal aliens, and purging government waste, fraud, and abuse. While 70% of Americans say Trump is delivering on his promises, only 30% claim he is doing different from what he promised. Americans also gave Trump, who holds a 53% approval rating, high marks on various qualities. 58% said he has been effective, 60% characterized him as focused, and another 55% described him as competent. 69% said he is tough and 63% said Trump is energetic. Many of Trump's immediate actions received an overwhelmingly positive response. 59% approved of Trump's deportation of illegal migrants. 64% approved of Trump sending troops to secure the southern border. 54% approved of how Trump is handling the Israel-Hamas conflict. The poll sampled 2,175 U.S. adults from February 5 to 7 with a plus or minus 2.5-point margin of error. Trump accomplished so much in the first 3 weeks of his administration that media personalities admit they simply can't cover everything. You just have to remember that the goal is to wear us down. So don't get worn down, Tanya Ballard Brown, the executive editor of Government Executive, told CNN. Trump's flood-the-zone strategy leaves opponents gasping in outrage, Luke Broadwater recently reported at the New York Times. The strategy has existed since at least 2018, when the former Trump administration strategist Stephen K. Bannon boasted of the ability to overwhelm Democrats and any media opposition through a determined effort to flood the zone with initiatives. This time, the flood is bigger, wider, and more brutally efficient. As President Trump begins his second term, he has enacted his agenda at breakneck speed as part of an intentional plan to knock his opponents off balance and dilute their response. "I'm getting really tired of waking up in the morning and knowing it's probably going to be a good day for bad guy," New York Times columnist Gail Collins complained. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.